Hello. I hope you like my and enjoy my and like my little podcast I have going on here. I'll try to get on here as much as I can, but I pray that I can get on once a week because I do have the TV that I work with for Saturday nights recording, editing, and all that kind of stuff. And we also, I'm working a radio station, iReceive Radio. So the website's www.iReceiveRadio.org. iReceiveRadio.org. You could go visit, and all three websites are together. And we do have a couple of sponsors in now, so I should be putting those up and giving a small presentation on one or two as we're going on in the podcast through the week. And I'm sorry if that would offend anybody, but I do need to bring in sponsors for the ministry to help out with the expenses. Because I'm looking for new equipment for the ministry here in the studio. So having said that, the word today is you do not what you do when you do what you do when you do not understand God's ways. For my thoughts, this is in God's promises for every need. And this is the New King James Version. And everybody should have one of these. It's a little red, reddish brown booklet. And see, it's Thomas Nelson, God's Promises for Your Every Need. And it's a little tiny 4x6, and the binding isn't really the greatest, but mine here is pretty wore out. I do look into it quite often, but I try to keep it together with my hand so you can do the same. So let's go. What do you do when you do not understand God's ways? For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Nor are my ways, your ways like my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And we many times overlook that, folks, just that aspect. That's Isaiah 58, 8 through 9, 8 and 9. And we overlook it. I do at times, but you have to always live in the spiritual realm. People tell me, well, you got to live in the flesh. Well, surely you do. You live in the flesh, but you live in the flesh, you will die in the flesh. And that's where so many people in this world, the multitude, lives in the flesh, desires in the flesh, and they die in the flesh because they don't really, they oversee and they walk past those who are hungry or who are in need. And I always look at it. Look in the view of pre-Genesis 3, where God created man in his image, created in their likeness, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, from the beginning. And man was just flesh. He was just flesh. He wasn't even living in the flesh yet, but he had flesh when God breathed life into him. Adam had flesh, but he lived in the spirit. And now, after Genesis 3, we're no longer living in the spirit, we're living in the flesh. It's the complete opposite because Adam failed after Eve failed. So when God created man and woman and man and woman only in his image and in likeness of them, they got to know good and evil. So therefore, we now received a gift from the Father because it was in his divine plan for us to not live death, not live that second death. And if you think about it, you can think about it. A lot of times you don't. It's hard to wrap your head around. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. So we're not living so much in the spiritual realm as we should. And I catch myself in it too. Anger. That's not living spiritually. That's living in the flesh. Desire, jealousy, depression, anxiety, abuse. All these things, addictions, I mean, just you name it, it was because of the flesh. And we could get through these things as I did because I've been spiritual all my life, but I didn't come to Christ until August 18, 2016, and received him as my Lord and Savior. And then in November, a couple months later, in November 27th, I got baptized and received the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit, Holy Spirit came upon me. And I start realizing my eyes were open, my ears were open, my heart was open. and I spiritually left my body of the flesh. And I understand that not having things is a good thing because it's a lot less stress. See, Adam and Eve didn't have anything. They didn't need anything. They were supplied everything. It wasn't a socialist country, Eden. It wasn't a socialist territory. Pardon me, I got to get a drink of coffee. It's early in the morning here. They lived in the perfect world, God's perfect world, because God created everything perfect. He says, this is good. This is good. This is good. So God created us. We took ourselves and became flesh and spirit instead of spirit and flesh, and flesh and spirit had just fell in Genesis 3. And now we suffer. So if you understand these ways and think like God, look in the spiritual realm, you can really get in depth with it if you really meditate on it. A lot of people do. Nor are your ways my ways. It's when you lean on his son, Jesus Christ. He said, what was that divine plan I just mentioned? Divine plan was that God so loved this world. He loved this creation. He had to destroy it in Noah's time. He had to destroy it. He had to destroy it in, my Lord, what was that? It was just on the tip of my tongue. I just swallowed it. Adam and Eve. God loved Adam and Eve, his creation. He did not kill them. But when they became in shame, and they made some fig leaves up to cover themselves because they realized they were naked because they realized good and evil. And they opened their eyes to things they never realized and thought of before because their mind was open and seeing in the flesh instead of the spirit. And we're lacking that. We're lacking that in this world. And God said, where are you, Adam? Where are you? Where are you with me? God knew where he was because God stopped right where Adam was and Eve. But the man in the house, the man with the big boy pants, God says, where are you, Adam? God wasn't condemning him. Jesus came here to condemn nobody. He did not come here to condemn the world, but to give the world salvation, eternal life. And Jesus said, if you do not believe and be baptized, if you do not believe, if you do believe and are baptized, you shall be saved. But if you do not believe, you are condemned already. So you condemn yourself just like Adam and Eve. Condemn themselves and get away from this flesh. Nothing in this world is free. Only thing is free is eternal life. That's it. That's the only thing free. Because anything you have here, it can't be considered free because it all belongs to God. So how can I say that it? I gained that. No, I didn't gain it. I was given that. Oh, well, I worked hard and I got me a high pension and I got a fat portfolio. No, God, it was everything from God. You did not get it. It was given to you to be a good steward of. Did you feed me when I was the disciple said, Philip, Peter, Judas? And he said, what do you mean? What do you mean when you were hungry? What are you talking about? When did we see you hungry? When did we see you naked? When did we see you in prison? In prison means all factors. Illness, in bed, in the hospital, in anxieties, at home, suffering from a loss of a job. You were in prison. You were enslaved yourself upon this world, and you suffering in this world. And we got to get out of that. I've learned to get out of it. And God had to kill one of his creations. Not only all the animals except two by two that were commanded. Noah didn't have to go gather. Well, Noah didn't get all those animals and worms and all these bugs and all the creatures. No. God commanded them to go to the boat. He said, take two of each. And these animals came up. Can you imagine all the other animals looking like, where are they going? They're going on that boat, just like mankind. Oh, what do you mean, Noah? What do you mean, Noah? What are you talking about? Flood. We ain't even got no rain. Rain. What do you mean? What is rain? I don't know what rain is. They didn't have rain. They didn't have a flood. They didn't know what a flood was. They had little flowing rivers. Beautiful little flowing rivers. And moisture in the air that covered the air, the mist in the air that fed the plants and the birds that supplied everything to everybody. God still supplies you. Because in the Bible here, in the scripture tells us, I will supply, my God will supply all of my needs according to his riches by his glory in Jesus Christ. God had to kill a creature, and I believe that was a sheep. That was a sheep. That was the first blood shed, the first sacrifice. Was this animal that God had to kill one of his creatures and make tunics to cover mankind. So we just follow that path, going right on down that path. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. You have that spiritual connection. Gain that spiritual connection. Get that divine prayer connection through the Holy Spirit. Get yourself baptized. Receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior if you have not. If you're just listening and you're fence walking, you're having a beer at happy hour, you know, two or three, and you curse here and there all the time. Yes, and even if you smoke cigarettes, you are the temple of God. When Jesus Christ died on that cross and went down to the depths of Hades in the hell and took the keys from the gates of Hades and the keys of death, our sin, he took it. He has looked to have the victory on it all. You don't have to suffer if you come with me. You will suffer in the flesh, but you will be content in spiritual realm, because for as the heavens are higher than the earth. Get into that spiritual realm where you say, you know what, Lord, I understand this is all temporary. Everything I had here has been borrowed. You supplied everything. I abused it. I used it. I misused it. Whatever the case has been, with the grace and mercy that God has upon us, the love, why would he want to destroy you? He never destroyed Adam and Eve, and they was his prime, dearest creation, masterpiece, a masterpiece that fell. Well, it's broken. No. Get broken out of your mind. You've never been broken. We just fell away, lost sheep, walked away. You're never inadequate. You've always been adequate. You're perfectly and wonderfully, fearfully made. You're the apple of God's eye. You're in his firm grip. Your name is tattooed on his hand. Jesus Christ had your name on his mind. He thought about you, thought about me on that cross. All mankind he did this for. There ain't no race and grace and no controversy and mercy, folks. Everything. We're all created equal. But we divide ourselves into flesh, and mankind will divide. And it's been like this ever since the fall. Ever since the fall. You are wonderfully made, okay? And don't let anybody mislead you in these words and give you word salad at the pulpit. You are not broken. Forget it. You are worthy. You have always been worthy. And you are adequate. You're everything. Don't be misled and talked about being broken, because that's word salad to keep you fed into whatever, wherever, and whatever you're doing. Because you'll have that mentality of the flesh and not the spirit. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Oh my God. If God could think of things and prior to what you're going to do and what event that's going to happen to you that you could spiritually be given, God says, you know what? Either he's going to protect you from something. That's something, honey. Something just tells me, we shouldn't turn there. Let's go down to the next exit. I just feel bad about that exit. That's God talking to you. That's the Holy Spirit. Well, doggone it, honey. We missed that turn. We got to get the next one. Don't worry about it, honey. Don't worry about it, honey. It'll be okay. We'll get there. And then you find out that you missed that exit because of an event that probably hurt you or somebody else. And then you go down the road another 3 miles and get off that exit because you missed the one you wanted. And then you get down there and you find you got to the grocery store. You got to the church, or you got to work 5 minutes earlier, because God thinks of things ahead of time for you. We're thinking in the spirit, not in the flesh. God is spiritual. And then in Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Call upon Jesus. Call upon God. Speak to God through the Holy Spirit, and you will receive these downloads, these spiritual connections that you never recognized before. Open his eyes that he may see. Open his ears that he may hear. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. And then we'll finish out with Romans 8:35 through 37. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. For your sake we are killed all day long. You understand that? We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Folks, chin up. Don't give up. When things are down, get closer to Jesus. Get closer to the Lord. And when things get worse, get even closer. Get even closer. Have faith. Believe, believe, believe. Oh, ye of little faith. Oh, ye of little faith. It's written several times. And then there's a man. I'm going to go with this. There's a man that was very high in honor, and he was a warrior. Not a warrior, a warrior.
Commander.
And he said,
and he called Jesus.
As he's walking, he called, he says, hey, Jesus, Lord, my Lord, Master, would you help me? I have a servant that is so dear to me. And if I tell him to do this, he does that. And if I tell him to do that, he does that. If I tell him to do this, I tell one to do that, tell another to another. This servant is so well to me. He is so, such a servant, dear servant. But I am in dismay because he is suffering, and he's dying. He's got an illness. He's not going to live, and I need you to speak to him. Speak your word.
Jesus,
speak your word. Jesus said, oh, my, well, let's go to your house. Let's go there and now, and I will heal him. And the centurion said, no. No, Jesus. I am a commander. I am high of respect, but I am not worthy.
See that?
See, somebody told him about not being worthy. You're worthy. He said, which man was high in ranking, a general, whatever. He said, no, Lord, Master, I am not worthy to have you come to my house. If you only speak the word, if you only speak, I know my servant will be healed. And Jesus stood back and he says, oh my, he says, I have never heard such boldness, such faith from anyone. That's what you've got to have. It's hard to do in everything, in all your battles have been won. And folks, remember, everything's temporary. Everything's given to us. We own nothing. Your portfolio, Wall Street, all that stuff. You got a big fat bank account, all that stuff. Fancy cars, Cadillacs, Jaguars, whatever. It does not belong to you. You're an ambassador of Christ, and you are supposed to take care of the things on this earth. We are to take care of them and counsel each other, lift each other. Simon, Simon, Peter, Peter. Satan had came here to sift you like wheat. He wanted to sift you. He wanted to sift you like wheat. But I prayed. I prayed over you that you will deny and come out strong and faithful. That you will go and strengthen your brothers. Lift each other. Encourage each other. That's what I do for you. So I hope you like it, Reverend Robert. Reverend Doc here. The Dr. Reverend. And we are at irecedradio.org, and you'll see all the three websites through that. Stop by and visit. And if you would, stop by and buy the ministry a cup of coffee and a donut. We do need the support, and I hope his word encourages someone today and gets you closer to the Lord. And get yourself a promise book, and it's Thomas Nelson, God's Promises, a little book, 4 inches by 6 inch book, and it's pretty thick. It's about an inch. Inch or more thick. Oh, it's so inspiring for your lifting. And folks, also, I've been telling everybody wherever I go, whatever I say, Get a Bible, carry a Bible, physical Bible. I like particular things because I think it's a true word and closer to the word of where it was written. And that's my opinion, but I don't care what you get, what version you want to pray in, to believe in, and strengthen you in, and all that. But put the phone down. When you go to fellowship, take your phone for searching. Research searching, but take your Bible. Open your Bible. Write in your Bible. Make notes in your Bible. Write Bible verses in there. Write bookends that feels your relationship with Jesus Christ. Write in your Bible. Make that relationship. Get a physical Bible. Carry it with you wherever you go. You go to church, carry your Bible. Put your phone down. You go to fellowship, put your phone down. If you go to dinner gatherings and stuff, put your phone down. Carry your Bible. That's fading. It's going away. Don't serve AI, artificial intelligence. Serve SI, supernatural intelligence, the Bible. God bless you. Stay thirsty. Keep your joy. I love you. Jesus Christ loves you. And stop by the radio. See if you like some of the music. I got a lot of music, AI generated, and it's beautiful, all types. If you don't like one or two, wait for the next one. Something should tickle your fancy. And we are setting up in times for scheduling and different things. Made some new worship music up. But I have funny music, rafter music. I have reggae, country, black, southern gospel, African, Caribbean, old country, quartet. I can't think of blues, bluegrass, Mississippi blues, Delta blues, Louisiana, Alabama, Chicago blues, Texas blues, and Georgia blues, whatever. I got a whole lot of mixture. And it's definitely out of the box. We have a few commercials, which I have to do with the new network that reaches out to 8 platforms. Stop by the website, www.ireseedradio.org, and look into where all that stuff is at. And you'll see it also on the Word of Hope through Jesus Christ. .org and also the WOHTJC Ministry podcast website. They're all three very, very lot there to see and very user friendly. God bless you. Stay toasty and we'll see you again. I'll talk to you again and encourage you and lift you up the best I can because that's what I'm doing, serving the Lord, lifting my brother. God bless you. Stay toasty. See you again.
He sent his son again.